Nee, hoor. Oh.
I'll repeat that.
Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television?
Barf out! Attack me with a spoon!
Talk that trash!
We are collecting underpants, and we are collecting brassieres. We are collecting small articles of feminine underclothing.
You could be fined for saying that in the temple.
Just try it.
Hold it, you criminals!
Okay, hold it, you guys.
Wait a minute, who are you?
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
Hi, I'm Barbara Streisand.
Okay, good day, I'm Bob McKenzie, it's my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Hello, I'm Jane Fonda.
My name is Mercurio Mercurochrome.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown.
Good afternoon, I'm Rocky Rococo.
I'm miserable, right?
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan.
My name is St. George. I'm a knight.
I'm Joe from Chicago, my good man.
This is William F. Buckley, Jr.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
I'm a bozo.
I'm the Urban Spaceman, baby.
I'm Arthur, King of the Britain.
This is General Curtis Goathart.
Hello, Seeker. Yes, I'm Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and call me Happy because I am.
My name is Andrea Wilson. Andrea.
This has been Freddie Burns.
Good evening, and welcome once again to Classics of the Contemporary Drama. My name is Roger de Swans, and it is my pleasure and privilege to introduce a rather special event in the history of broadcast radio.
Now hold it right there.
But I'm having so much fun.
It behooves me upon this historic occasion.
Sunday.
16 golden bits from comedy's fabulous past. The funny 50s. And the snickering 60s. When the world still knew how to laugh.
I'll repeat that.
Take off, eh?
The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show.
You know, before it ever became unsanitary, before it ever became Bubbles in the Think Tank, it was Unsanitary Outhouse. So I spent the first 5 years or so of the program with this opening. Host at the time, Bill Brinkmahler, he would use this to elucidate his thoughts of the week. And my thoughts at this time are about you, the listener, and me together going into 35 years of me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another 35, okay?
I'll repeat that.
And now at 11:05, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 plus a little bit extra, I think. 2 plus a little bit extra of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, but clearly we did it before. Bill Brinkmuller just didn't like the double-dong thing. Because, you know, he's just that kind of guy. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, I think it's going to be an hour. I've got cassettes in tonight's program, so who the heck knows what's going to happen here as far as timing goes, because it doesn't really work out in the whole scheme of things. But it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. No, I'm back down to days. We're back down to days now. Because that's how we are here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is the beginning tonight, right now, this second of our 35th year in this radio program. You know, I sometimes say of Bubbles in the Think Tank, you know, whatever. No, it's of this program that had names before it, including Insanity Palace, Unsanitary Outhouse, and now this. Plus, we had then the versions of the program on, in Cincinnati, of course, hosted by the most wonderful and fabulous January Fairy. But then I took it around. I took it to Albuquerque, where I never really did it consistently, but I did it. It happened there over a few years at KUNM. Then moved it on to KZYX in Mendocino, California, where I did it under a couple of different names, but it was all the same program, including Bubbles in the Think Tank West. Did that for a while, and then brought it back over here. And so here we are tonight. And remarkably, and we'll get to this in the second quarter of the program, I should just call it second segment since I'm not exactly sure how far we're going to go past the 1 a.m. hour. It's another anniversary, too, which I didn't even realize until I was going through cassettes. Oh, my God, I hate cassettes so much. And they're so dusty now. They just don't get dealt with enough, and they're just disgusting. But more about that as the program progresses. So welcome to the 35th year, the 34th anniversary of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're going to save the crazy extravaganza for next year, for the 35th anniversary. Because I figure anytime we get to one of those round numbers, we should probably go ahead and treat it like the massive thing that it is, could be, should be, in case the next round number doesn't come. Because we're all getting older here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Sad but true. Sad but true. I'd like to thank you all for helping out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group in thinking about what could be for this evening's program. You came up with a lot of good ideas that I filed away for next year's program, which I'll start working on immediately. I say that now. But instead, we've got tonight where we've got a lot of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics. And, you know, I tried to pick up a lot of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites that we haven't played much or at all. It seems like the way to go, because the show is so different now than it was then. It was crazy listening to some of those cassettes tonight as I was searching for a couple of things and hearing the substantial differences from then to now. So why don't we just jump right into this, and we'll talk later if it feels like we ought to. We probably should. But we'll talk about it then. We'll get going now. And we'll start as we like to start, with a little Slim Gaylord right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, with a message about how I feel about you. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
That's all that I can say.
That's all I have to say.
I love you. Yes, I love you. Three little words and one little bounty macaroni. Oh, I love you. I love you.
Also work.
Innocence Lost at Age 10 by Not Todd. Saved my money, sent it in, watched the mailbox, 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Anticipation is making me wait. Here they are. Tear it open. Pull them out. Rush outside. Where is she? Where is she? The girl next door. There she is. What? 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 God damn these x-ray specs to hell.
It's Slingo time. Slingo, ooh, where it goes, Slingo, baby, I don't know. Spiraled in, end over end, I don't give a donkey damn. What goes up must come down, but Slingo never hit the ground. And try as one might, the human eye can't follow the frantic flight. Even in daylight, one trace and then it's out of sight. It's 20 after 1, and Slingo time has just begun. Slingo, ooh, where it goes, Slingo, baby, no man's land. Spiraled in, end over end, Slingo, jump a traffic jam. Slingo hit the flag unfurled, Slingo in historic world. Slingo hit the flag unfurled. Slingo hit the flag unfurled. Slingo in historic world. Slingo, ooh, where it goes, Slingo. Slingo, baby, I don't know. Slingo, ooh, I don't know. Slingo, ooh, I don't know. Slingo, ooh, I don't know. And try as it might, the human eye can't follow the frantic flight. Even in daylight, one trace and then it's out of sight. It's 22 after 1, and Slingo time has just begun.
Welcome back to Poetry Slam, where America's hottest young poets compete for cash and prizes and try to avoid getting their brains bashed in with a hammer. Haven't been too successful tonight, have they? Our next poet comes from Portland, Oregon. She's a mother of six and writes poetry in her free time. Not a whole lot of free time left when you got six of them monsters, is there? Please welcome Sue Brown.
The name of my poem is I Married the Back of Somebody's Head. There were hundreds of fellas that I could have wed, but I married the back of somebody's head. It could have been Tony, it could have been Fred, but I chose the back of somebody's head.
Song gonna make me rich. Why don't you buy it, you son of a bitch? Why don't you play it, you DJ jerk? Then I won't ever have to work. And why don't you sell it, your record store schmuck? Then I won't ever be down on my luck. If this is a hit song gonna make me rich, why don't you buy it, you son of a bitch? Why don't you play it, you teenage bore? Wear it out or buy another at the store. Why don't you sing it, so-called star? Because you're too stoned to leave the bar. If this is a hit song gonna make me rich, why don't you record it, you son of a bitch? And why ain't my video on MTV? That's what you promised while fucking me. Then well, suicide. But if I go, you'll be by my side. This is a hit song gonna make me rich. Why don't you buy it, you fucking son of a bitch? This is a hit song gonna make me rich. Why don't you buy it, you fucking son of a bitch? Why the hell don't you buy it, you fucking lousy, rotten son of a bitch?
Into the pond where it fell, and who won? I don't know what it does to me to see meat sink so rapidly. With a swift, athletic motion. I can't tell you how I'd wish to know my meat had hit a fish.
Yeah.
my heart's aching to cover up yon stream with bacon. It's been my belief that water should be full of beef. If I'd had a pony, I'd not need to sink
alone. Thank you very much.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are at the 34th anniversary program, beginning of the 35th year of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I don't know how that happened. I just don't. And that wasn't 35 minutes, was it? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. I'm not going to do business because we're going to do that in the next piece. But I just want to thank everybody for your assistance in helping put together tonight's program. Let's invest substantial effort in getting together a fine 35th anniversary program for next year. And not do this the way we're doing it right now. Please. Thank you. So like I said, we're going to go right back in with a little something from the old days. And we're going to let January Ferry take care of our public service announcement for this hour. And then roll into what is another anniversary on this day, or, you know, this programmatic episode, which I didn't even realize. And this is, this is 19 years. 19 years. This makes me very uncomfortable sometimes as we look to the past. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford, celebrating Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And disaster strikes in this country every single day, which means every single night someone needs food, shelter, and a place to rest. Please support the American Red Cross. Call 800-842-2200 today. And know the meaning of outdoor warning sirens. A steady tone indicates a tornado warning or severe thunderstorm warning during a tornado watch. A wavering tone indicates that there is the threat of enemy nuclear attack. I love that one. Repeated sounding of the sirens indicates additional warnings are being issued. Radio and TV will give the all clear. This message from the Hamilton County Emergency Management Agency.
That's why we need that defense system.
Yes, exactly.
So you don't have to be worried about it so much anymore.
Wavering tone.
It's all to ease your...
Wavering.
Wavering head. Yes.
Yes.
January Ferry. Well, in case you didn't hear earlier, the brief description. It's a brief description, so we're going to stick with it because it's short, it's direct, it's to the point. It says everything it's got to say.
Do it to me one more time.
Tonight, the first time ever, proposed by Becky, seconded by January Ferry, as inspired by Sheldon, it's the Conquistador Corollary, the Venus Addendum.
Yeah,
it's a whole guideline that's going to impact an entire episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and the Mad Lib game. It's going to happen once per year in the Sunday following February 15th, every single year from here on out.
Forever.
Just makes me laugh to think about that.
Yeah.
The guys get unlimited calls and the gals do not. Female callers still get their call.
Just the one.
Just the one. But the guys, they're going to rack them up tonight. So,
boy, are they.
Yeah, as though they don't usually. But hey, you know, it's fine.
It is.
Because we care. Valentine suckers all around here.
Sugar for the ladies in my harem. What can I say?
Well, I think we need to let these guys go ahead and get it started here.
All right, let's do it.
At 749-1444.
I want my mommy.
Sailed to the sun. We hit some stormy weather.
love letter to Bubbles.
To call.
The nudity.
The many nights of wonder.
The nudity.
Incriminating. The dear, thanks today.
Thanks, John.
For establishing this time of freedom.
The nudity. We cast out the pest, but not the nudity. The ugly calls for the freaks to leave.
The freaks are here to stay,
man. The freaks are here to stay, man. The freaks are here to stay. Cool jet spray of plentiful waves make our lives all right. If this is all there is, then it is what?
It's a hell of a lot.
It's a hell of a lot. Place your attention and everyone. Octagonal Parasado using up rotation room this nature.
But
my love letter to the limit. It is foggy. You look upon the world and you laugh. I laugh upon you. I look upon you and sonnet what could have been my only. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Her funny, too silly, she ruminates a colossal fortitude required for my destiny to think, my propensity to think all night on Bubbles. My love letter to Belinda. Hokey pokey, that's why it's all an out. The cipher for me, the cool code for me. I can't seem to ever make it. I can't make it.
Really?
Really. And when if I do, I promise. I promise. I promise. I will invite.
Me?
You.
Wow.
She was my mentor, and so was Shell. A partying realist and a modeling man.
Carpet. I mean, if we get the carpet out of here, because we just, if we get the carpeting out of it, would just be, it would sound better if we could get the carpeting out of here. Oh.
Everybody's chasing movies. They're way up in their hair.
How'd they get there?
If I had a Brachiosaurus, I would name him Horace or Morris. But if suddenly one day he had a lot of little Brachiosauri, I would change his name to Laurie.
Go ahead, Bob, that's right.
Coming out of that toaster. I don't want to see no smoke coming out of that toaster. It's my last piece of bread and there's no more butter. I don't want to see no smoke coming out of that toaster.
Yeah.
Ricky Bates.
Fermé.
Now here's the way Stone Age is rude. Back a million years or two. The words you may not understand, but the meaning you will comprehend. He said, oh, 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 oh.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford on the 34th anniversary, beginning the 35th year of Bubbles in the Think Tank.